Cloning is another technology that may hold the promise of treating a number of medical conditions, and some experts believe the technology could be very profitable in the future. But cloning is a highly controversial field, and commentator Thomas Murray believes some would-be cloners may be in it more for the money than the science.
I know a way to become famous and rich. Here's what to do. Declare that you are going to make a human baby by cloning. Severino Antinori, an Italian physician, understands this. He announced, without any proof, that a clone baby will be born early in 2003. Antinori was not the first person to hit on this idea. Shortly after the world's first cloned sheep was born in Scotland, American entrepreneur Richard Seed became instantly famous by claiming that he would clone a human. At the time, people paid little attention to the inconvenient fact that he is a physicist, not a physician. Next came a Frenchman named Rael, who says aliens told him that cloning is part of human destiny. Rael and his chief scientist, Brigitte Boisselier, appeared in the halls of Congress and on network television, proclaiming their mission to clone human beings. Another inconvenient fact, Boisselier is an inorganic chemist, and the last we heard, all known life forms are organic. And let's not forget Panayotis Zavos, a fertility researcher who studies sperm, a tissue that cloning renders completely irrelevant. More inconvenient facts. Reproductive cloning rarely succeeds. The most common outcome is complete failure. Many clone mammals die before or shortly after birth. Those that survive, sooner or later, reveal their own abnormalities. Dolly, the first cloned sheep, may be fertile, but she's obese and arthritic. Let me offer a prediction. Within the next 12 months, perhaps much sooner, someone will announce the birth of an infant clone. When the alleged clone's birth is proclaimed, the public will clamor to know more. The cloner may dole out tidbits of information, perhaps show a cute baby picture. But the baby's identity won't be revealed. Why? And the cloner will proudly say that he or she is protecting the baby and its parents from a horrendous invasion of privacy. What the cloner will not allow is a conclusive scientific test to prove whether the child is indeed a clone of another human being. But the scenario is just too tempting. Barrage of interviews, international fame, the public pretense of being a noble defender of the baby and its parents. We should know the cloner's shtick well enough by now not to be sucked in, but, like a gambling addict offered a free trip to Vegas, off we will probably go. Pundits will express outrage. Techno-prophets will say, "We told you so." After a while, the dust will settle. The world as we know it will not end. In the miasma of lies, spin, and indignation, I fear that we are losing sight of what is at heart most morally troublesome. Cloning doesn't work. If by work you mean not killing scores of clones to get one live, possibly, temporarily, sort of healthy baby. And it's grossly unfair to the child born into a tightly woven net of expectations. What's more, it will not fulfill the desires of the people seeking it, out of grief, despair, or an overabundance of narcissism. But it will make someone famous and perhaps very rich.
The comments of Thomas Murray, president of the Hastings Center, a New York research organization devoted to the study of ethics.